Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, March 16th. And in the studio this morning, I have Shannon Hoagland. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
And Bailey Craig. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Tina.
And Zeke Blackwell. Good morning, Zeke.
Good morning.
And they are all members of the production of The Addams Family. So, Shannon, you are the producer of The Addams Family, right?
Right.
Cool. And you've been a producer of other shows in the past.
Right. I mean, my basic job is to organize things, make sure people know about the show and get the posters up and kind of get a rehearsal schedule organized and, you know, crews and that type of thing. And, you know, right down to, I don't know, making sure there are cookies at the show. It's kind of whatever anyone else doesn't want to do, I guess I would describe my job as just providing support.
Awesome. And Bailey, who is your character?
I play the infamous Morticia Addams in this production, which has been a lot of fun.
Awesome. And Zeke, who is your character?
I play Lucas Beinecke, who is the love interest of Wednesday Addams, which is kind of the source of a lot of the tension in the show.
Wow. Bailey, do you want to give us a little synopsis of the show?
Absolutely. So this production focuses on Wednesday has grown up and gone off to presumably college and has met this boy who is perceived as kind of square, who may or may not fit into the Addams Family dynamic. And they have gotten engaged, but Wednesday does not want to tell her mother. She tells her father. And so basically the show is revolved around the drama of trying to keep this secret from Morticia while Gomez and Wednesday have all this information, but nobody else does. So It's a lot of back and forth and a lot of arguing and why are you keeping this secret? And
yeah. And there's also a lot of comedic value gained from my family, the Beinekes, who are these quote unquote normal people from Ohio, and the Addams Family, which if you're familiar with the TV show at all, they're this macabre, very dynamic, very interesting family, and the two families kind of collide.
Right. Yes, Wednesday has invited Lucas and his parents for dinner as a make the families know each other, and, you know, chaos ensues.
It's a little bit of a kind of challenging your, like, who's normal in this show? What family's more functional?
What does it mean to be crazy?
What does it mean to be normal?
Yeah. Well, what does it mean to be a family?
Yeah.
And what does it mean to be able to communicate with each other? So for all of the Addams Family's eccentricities, they are a wonderful, loving family, and they have their own way of doing things, and they're interesting. I mean, what could be worse than being boring, like, you know, the Beinekes? So the question is, how is everyone going to develop over the show? And it's, you know, in some ways predictable and in a lot of ways surprising and super fun. And I think people who love musical theater, or maybe not, will kind of enjoy watching watching how all the characters evolve over the course of the show. I mean, that's what makes it fun. And I think that's what gives it a lot of heart. Like, it is, you know, for all its darkness, it is one of these shows where you're just, like, smiling through a lot of it. It's
really funny.
It's really funny.
And I also don't think you necessarily need to know the Addams Family in order to enjoy it. I wasn't familiar with the TV show before starting on this show, and I think it'll be really funny and entertaining, even if you have no idea who these characters are.
Right. But if you are an old fan of the Addams Family, I think it stays really true to that original vibe, especially to you know, Charles Addams' original comics or drawings of these characters. I think that we've stayed really true to that. And it's been, yeah, if you are a fan of the Addams Family, it feels very true to that vibe. So,
awesome. So, Zeke, you just mentioned that you didn't know much about Addams Family before. Mm-hmm. What got you to audition for the show?
So theater is my job. I spend most of my life thinking about theater. and I enjoy, most of the time I work as a director, but I enjoy working with community theater because it gives me a chance to perform. So this is, I think, the fifth time I've been on stage with community theater. So I've worked with Satara before, I've worked with Shannon before, and I enjoy working with them. And yeah, I trusted their decision with this show, even though I didn't know it, and thought it would be a good time.
And Bailey, why did you audition?
I've done theater my whole life. It's not my whole life now, like Zeke, but I do want to stay heavily involved. And this is my third production with Sick Community Theater. My first was last year with the Big Spring production. And, I just recently moved here from Montana in the last couple of years. And so I wanted to be involved as I could. And it's been really fun just getting into this community and making new friends. Like, I don't think I would know Zeke very well if we weren't both involved with this kind of stuff. So it's a really fun outlet to get to know people that you maybe necessarily wouldn't spend time with in your daily life. So.
And who are those other people? Shannon, do you mind telling us who else is involved in this show?
Well, we would be absolutely nowhere without our director, Satara Perez. She's the one that, like, gets enthusiastic about the show. She pretty much, you know, picks the shows. She's got a great Broadway background, great taste, and she kind of knows what the capability of this community is. So we have our director, Satara Perez. We have our music director, Andrew Hames. And then we have a stage manager, Savannah Richmond, who brings so much expertise to our program. We have our scenic designer, Rebecca Polson. And then we have the professional pack staff. So we have Gene Stolberg, who's going to be running, the technical side of it. And then we have a great intern named Gray, and we've all kind of fallen in love with him. He's a great fan of musical theater, and he's putting a lot of energy into the show. And then we have just crazy numbers of volunteers who's been working in the woods shop. We've got a two-story set, which is going to really allow us to make great use of that space. Joe DeBell is our choreographer, helping organize a lot of people who've never danced before. And so, I don't know, I think it'll, like I said, it's like super fun to watch. We've been watching the run-throughs, and the show's about 2 hours, and it isn't an entertaining 2 hours. There are very few moments where, you know, you're feeling like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, this part's slow or whatever. It's like a really good pacing, really well-paced show. You know, we have a few ballads. We have just a lot of fun and funny dialogue. It's a good mix. So it's not like going to Les Mis where you're just going to watch people sing. There's a lot of dialogue, a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of slapstick. Both of these guys are part of that. The funny dialogue and great slapstick, a bunch of stunts. Satara's really put a lot of thought into the blocking. And then we have like these enormous set pieces that are like make me want to come up with other shows that we can use these beautiful set pieces for. So it'll be, I think people will be really impressed with what they see on stage.
Sounds fantastic. I'm excited for the show. I noticed on the poster it says mature content. Do you want to say who should maybe not attend the
show? I have looked at like parental advisories for the show, and I'm familiar with the show, and it said 8 and up. They think like the younger people will, all the kind of adult humor will go over their heads. There's a little bit of it, not a lot. But they thought maybe attention span-wise, reliably, 8 and up. But, you know, if your kid's used to going to the theater and this is your kind of humor, take the younger kids. Or you can give me a call and I can tell you what some of your concerns might be. But in general, we all agree it's kind of, it's a family-friendly show. The younger kids might not get the black humor. Or maybe parents don't want the kids to see the black humor. But I don't know. We all think the black humor is really funny, and that's why that's why we're enjoying it.
Awesome. Well, if you are just joining me, I have Shannon Hoagland, the producer of the Addams Family production, and Bailey Craig playing Morticia in Addams Family, and Zeke Blackwell playing Lucas. There are 3 performances next weekend, March 23rd and 24th at 7 p.m., and March 25th at 3 p.m. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, $10 for adults and $8 for students. Thank you all so much for being in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And my number's on the poster if you have any questions.
Awesome.